What did grandmother do with you then when you were a little kid? How did she introduce you to this?
Grandma realized I could see and talk to spirits when I was 2 years old. Grandma didn't realize most children can. And she started taking me around to go to funerals when I was four, because everybody attends their funeral. The spirit is always there.
She was bringing you to funerals for what purpose, though?
To talk to the spirit and give the relatives there any information that the spirit had to say.
You mean at that age, you were the one giving the relatives the comfort that they needed?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
And Grandma was touting you around to everybody? I'm bringing little Mary Ann with me?
Right. She was quite popular.
All right, you've got to give me some examples here. I got to hear some. I want to hear specifically when you were a little kid, first of all, how you handled this. And again, how old were you? Six?
Four.
Four, okay. Mm-hmm. How did this happen?
I remember her taking me. We were in the car. Grandpa was driving, and we're going, and she says to me, "Now, we're going to go someplace." She says, "There's going to be a lot of people there, and they're going to cry. Don't let it scare you. They're just crying because they're sad because Kumba Joe died." Okay. And I said, "Okay." And she said, "Now, you know," she says, "how you talk to your friends, your spirits, your, you know." And I said, "Yeah, I know." She goes, "Well, they're going to ask you a bunch of questions, and if they give you, tell you whatever they tell you, tell them." And I said, "Okay." It was, you know, George, it was like that was just what I was supposed to do.
So you waltz into this, and this is like the wake at the house, or is this in the funeral parlor?
No, some of them were houses still back then, right?
Oh, so did you go up and look at the body?
Oh, sure. It never,
you were not afraid?
Never. People, oh,
I still don't like to do that.
Well, but okay, let me ask you this. How old were you when you saw your first body in a casket?
Oh, I would guess I must have been in my late 20s.
There you go.
That's pretty late too, isn't it?
Yeah. See, I can understand why parents don't want to take their children to funeral homes.
Now, that's at a funeral home. I mean, I had covered stories on the streets of Detroit when I was 21. So I saw murder victims.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people who had died in car crashes. I covered a story in Detroit where six people got shot to death in one house.
Oh, my.
And I'm outside when they're carting them out.
Mm-hmm.
In piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last reporters to talk with Jimmy Hoffa, they're looking for his bones right now.
I know.
But
from Cleveland.
but that was a different kind of thing for me.
Right.
But going into a funeral home has always given me the creeps. Always.
Well, okay, if parents started taking their children, you know, people that die that are not relatives, but it's an obligation, you have to go pay your respect.
Right. Well, why do they play that music, for example? Why don't they play some upbeat music? Why do they play chamber music?
Why do they play elevator music? You know, it's something that, but anymore, people can request whatever they want. I was standing in a parking lot not that long ago, and I hear this boom, 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 boom. I'm thinking, what in the world is that? And I walk into this funeral parlor, and it was a 20-some-year-old guy that had, he had CF or something. They knew his life expectancy wasn't going to be that long. The music was Kiss blaring. He was done out like Kiss. The casket was done out in black and white.
Well, that's the way it should be. I mean, when I succumb, I want my staff to put bumper music throughout the whole place.
There you go. You
know,
anymore, there's
a
funeral.
Chamber music.
Right, there's a funeral home in our area now where you're not laid out in a casket anymore. You're laid out in a bed or in a recliner.
Okay, so anyway, here's the 4-year-old Mary Ann. She goes into this funeral home or the house,
mm-hmm.
and there's this body laid out. You're not afraid. How can you? Do you walk right up to it?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, I did. I would walk. I would have Grandma's hand, and she'd say, "Okay, who's here?" And I would point to who's here, and she'd say, "Okay, ask them this." That was right there. That was the confusing thing. Ask him this. because she's asking me the question to ask him, and he hears it. And I never understood why she was repeating herself. That didn't make any sense to me.
Now, did you see them or merely hear them talking to you?
Some.
I've always seen them. All right. Now, when a person is dead, attending his own funeral or wake, is he wearing the same clothes as the cadaver is?
Usually, yes. However, I have seen them change clothes, not in a funeral parlor, but like, and I've asked them, where do you get the clothes from? Or where do you get the cigarettes or the cigars you're smoking? Where do you get, and they just look at me and smile. It's like there must be a Dillard's in the sky or something. They won't tell me.
Are they aware that they're dead?
Oh, yes. How do you not stand at the foot of your casket and know you're not dead?
Well, that's true. One would think, hey, there I am. What am I doing here? But, you know, nobody else can see me except this little four-year-old girl.
Well, you know, now since I've talked about this so much over the years, I think people actually go to a funeral now and look at the foot of the casket and see if they can't see somebody standing there. Do you know when you're going down a highway and it's a very hot day, usually it works best on a blacktop street?
Oh, you see that little wave down the road?
Wave line. Right. Yeah. If you make your eyes go out of focus, which some people know what I'm talking about when I say that and some people don't, but it's like if you stare at the foot of the casket, you can usually see those wavy lines. That is the energy, the spirit of the person that's in the casket.
Okay, when you do this and you talk to them and you get questions, let's say grandma passed on a question, then you tell the family. I mean, are they in shock? Do they cry? What happens?
Sometimes it's like, oh, thank you, I needed to know that, or, oh, good, I didn't know where that paperwork was at. It had me worried. Or, oh, yes, I'm so happy he does like the funeral. And, no, I don't know where George is. Oh, my gosh, somebody forgot to get George from the nursing home. Run and go get him. It's all kinds of things. People, you know, when you can talk to somebody for the last time, and you know I'm coming, that's the thing. You know, a lot of times, relatives, the one that's bringing me in has a list of questions that they want answers to. But some of the other people are, why did you tell me you were bringing her in? So I would have thought more of what I wanted to ask. And they get to say goodbye. You know, the other day somebody said, at a funeral I was at, she said, and please tell my daughter to stop putting so much salt in the chicken soup.